And John and Teresa Whittier are in the studio once again, and it's my favorite show of the year.
It is, Paul. What show is it?
I can't say the word, Teresa. I haven't since
but,
we've been
but I
doing.
I love to hear you try.
I try, but it's that year end. John's.
Go ahead.
Prognostication.
Hey, that was as close as you've gotten in many years.
Since we've been doing this, I've struggled with that
yep.
word so much.
Oh, and I look forward to it.
Maynard even struggled with it this morning when we were practicing that word. Say it again, Teresa.
Prognostications.
All right. Not procrastination.
Not procrastinations, although there may be some of that, too.
Yep. All right, let's get started. We got a lot to talk about. I am so excited, John.
Oh, I'm a little anxious.
Yes, this is when we review.
Background.
We review last year's in January, the first week in January, John gave his
predictions
for what 2020 would hold.
Yep.
For, yeah, and, you know, let's just say nobody predicted 2020.
Right.
Can we just say that?
Yeah.
And so we're going to have to go easy on you, John, and find a
grade.
Teresa
and I are going to grade John and see how he did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So so we're going to review all of what he said a year ago.
And we'll talk about him as we go.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
like a plan.
And then next week, we'll predict
yep.
what's going to happen in 2021 in the technology world, right?
That's right.
Yep.
That's all right,
right.
So, let's get going.
Pressure's
okay,
on.
John, number one, it says 5G. We will hear more and more about 5G.
Yeah, this has happened. I mean, 5G is rolling out. I think the most people, I dare say that they're on Verizon in our area. I think that's the most
yeah.
popular. And Verizon is kind of behind the rest of the other companies. I know T-Mobile and AT&T has got a pretty good footprint, you know, in some even in rural areas, not this rural, but, mm-hmm. you know, around, whereas Verizon's been focusing on the cities, the metros,
oh.
you know. So if I look at a map, which I have in front of me here, we've got Minneapolis-St. Paul area, we got Sioux Falls area, we've got Fargo-Moorhead area.
Those are all 5G?
5G. And not even St. Cloud. I mean, just those okay. three.
So the rocks and cows don't need 5G?
I guess not. And so, but, you know, they're really building a backbone in the metros. And I suppose it just costs more to get it out here because you have less, you know, like everything, less return on investment for resources. So
okay.
It's happening, just not quite as fast as I had predicted.
So, what did John predict then?
He predicted that it was going to be the thing,
5G,
you know,
yeah.
the 5G, yeah. everybody's going to have 5G by this time. And
but I also made a comment that we probably will be the last to get it out here.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going good. What are you going to give him for a grade there, Teresa?
I'd give him how about a B? We could just go easy on him.
Okay. I was going to do A minus.
Okay.
Okay. She's a tough grader.
Okay.
Hey, a B is a good
yeah,
grade.
Yeah, that's okay. passing.
Yes, right. it is. yeah, I'll give you a B because, you know, we don't really have it out here, but you know, and that's kind of disappointing just because we are less populated and so the companies do tend to not focus on us at
right.
all, and that's mm-hmm. frustrating.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the way it is.
All right.
Okay, so number two. Okay, John, you gotta help me with this one. Ultra thin OLEDs instead of the old LEDs. What is that for?
Okay, it's a technology. It's actually organic technology that they're using in high resolution, monitors and televisions.
Oh, for monitors and
yeah.
TVs and
it's
stuff.
It's organic and it reacts very quickly and it's very crystal clear. And that I've got companies here. Asus is one. We've got Alienware, Acer, ViewSonic. They've all developed monitors that are using this technology now.
Are we talking about how crisp and clean
yeah.
the picture looks?
Okay. You know, ultra 4K and okay. beyond. The only problem is they're thousands of dollars.
Oh,
yeah, the price okay. hasn't, you know, and I think that's part of manufacturing in 2022. You know,
yeah.
I think they... it's just been hard to mass produce and come up with the resources to get these mainstream.
Well, and technology as a whole has increased in cost.
Yeah, we found that in our ordering.
So the ultra thins, you put here, they're about like a quarter inch thick.
Yeah.
And the Others are like 3/4 inch.
So and so we're imagine the weight.
Thinner and thinner. Yeah, and lighter,
you can just hang something on a wall. It's amazing when it comes out, and we've seen that in general. You know, everything's getting thinner, lighter, smaller.
Okay. Yep. Well, cheaper. What you said here, you had begin underlined. So these will begin to replace the old LEDs. I'd say that they have begun, even though they are the price is high.
For you can buy these right now. You know, you can order them online. I think that's the only place you can get them right now is ordering online.
I'm going A- on that one again.
I'll give you an A- on that.
Ooh. Good prediction, John. Nice. How many we got, Teresa?
Let's see. 6? We're going to have to rush through these, aren't we?
More than that.
Anyway. 3, passwords are going to be replaced with facial recognition. Yep. Even some ATMs will move to this as test markets in 2020. I doubt they did that because of 2020. But I have seen a lot of thumbprint identification that's really increased on computers like laptops. Yep.
Well, that's what I have on my phone is a face recognition. It recognizes me and it recognizes my face and it unlocks it.
Yeah.
Yep. But will this replace passwords in the years ahead? I'm not convinced it's going to replace passwords. It's just going to be another form of password. Because, you know, passwords you can change to get in things.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot change your face or your thumbprint. Or you hope you don't. Yeah. And so...
Well, I just see a problem with that for transferring objects to each other, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to share a laptop, we can't, you know? Yeah,
there's absolutely no way to get in. So, you know, those are things that are, I think, are going to hinder it from being the only way. We're still going to have passwords, too.
Okay.
I don't see that going
on. I'm giving you a C on that because they are not being replaced, and I think that you see that now.
I agree with that. A C for that one, John.
Okay, well.
We're still above average.
I'm passing, anyway. Okay. Yeah.
With increased bandwidth, more virtual reality and augmented reality will be available for entertainment, like games and teaching.
What's that mean?
Well, virtual reality is when you put on something.
The big
and
you goggles?
See something else.
Yeah, saw goggles. A lot of kids got that for Christmas.
Yeah.
Augmented is where, you know, I would see you guys as I have the glasses on, but there'd be other things around you.
Like Pokemon,
you know,
Go.
You know, adding things to it. So, you know, I did a little research before we came here. You know, it's being used for training. Walmart is using that for training their sales staff and their shelving people, whatever they're called. You know, they're using that to train. Retail is using it to get this. They're giving people these glasses and they're going into stores and they want to see where people are looking, what catches their eye. So they actually are looking at their eyeballs and their movement, and then they do things, you know, place things based on that. Construction, you know, they're doing planning, and you know, you've seen these sketches of what the nursing home area, you know, they've got pictures already with trees and the way it's all going to look.
Okay. Well, I would give you an A minus on that.
Yeah. So it's coming. They're using it more and more.
Yep. I'll even give you an A.
Wow.
I was going to go A minus or B plus.
Oh, okay.
So, A minus.
Okay, the next one has to do with printing and scanning. So you're saying here that scanners and printers are filling up the landfills, the ink cartridges, not scanners, but printers.
Yep.
And it's going to go more and more to paperless and scanning things into the computer and storing the data on the computer or on the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you think that's going?
Interesting.
It's happening. I know I've signed up for a few places now where I get my monthly statements.
Yeah.
You know, and then I pay them online.
Yep.
So that it's happening, but not to a degree. I think there's so many people right now that are in our boat. We have our way of doing things, right?
Yeah.
These things come in the mail. We pick them up and we put them in our piles.
Yeah, but
and
you know what? The next generation
doesn't do that.
They don't. They don't even like to have checkbooks. Right. They don't even think that paper money
and
is
even
necessary.
Balancing their things. They look at their balance. They don't figure out their balance. You know, there's a lot of different ways of thinking on that. And as long as we're still around and have money and paying bills, I don't see it going 100% that way. But
as we age out, it's going to
It's going to be through
that's attrition. Good. Teresa, age out. That's well put.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we got a long ways before that happens,
here,
right?
Teresa.
Okay.
I'm going to give him what are you going to give him on that one?
I'll give you a B.
Okay. Yep. Okay, I'll do B too.
Okay. Oh, he also says 3D printing has been evolving. And I think that has happened.
That has happened quite a bit.
Yeah.
For in industry and technology and many different industries. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Okay, so the last one says that there's going to be more and more legal implications on the information that is put on the internet.
Can you say fake news?
Or Facebook?
Fake news, yes. Says there'll be legal battles over this, especially with election year.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, you hit that one on the head, John.
Oh, my. Yeah. And
explain that a little bit.
Well, I mean, we saw already a year ago and a couple of years ago how these different places are kind of forming their opinions and selling it as fact, whether they know what they're saying or not, or if they have a motive for what they say or not. You know, everybody's got a thing to say that's supposedly true. And, you know, it's getting harder and harder for us to wade through all this stuff to figure out what is real, what's the truth behind this.
Mm-hmm. Right, to the point that we don't even expect the news to have the truth.
Right.
Yeah. That we say, I heard this, but who knows if it's true.
You knocked that one out of the park.
That's A+.
You predicted that right on the money.
Yeah.
And I'm sad I was
A+.
Right on that one. What? I'm sad that I was right on that one, you know, because it's just a mess right now. You know?
So we need to learn, it says, to be even better consumers of information.
Cool. And that still holds true.
Well, John, that was awesome predictions for 2020 amidst a pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
In the technology world here, so.
Yeah, technology doesn't stop for anything.
Yep. So what are we going to give them for a grade, overall grade?
How about a B+?
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I was doing A-.
See, he's always so much easier on
you
than I
am. Yeah, he is.
He is. No, that was probably your best year ever.
I think so, which is crazy because.
Yeah. Yeah,
good prediction.
I was kind of hoping some of those weren't happening, but anyway.
Next week we'll see what he has to say about 2021, which will be very interesting because who knows what's happening?
Yeah.
I've got some.
Give us
some
a hint,
big
John.
Picture. Well, you know, we know that our life and our work life has changed in 2020 because of the things with COVID, working from home and all that.
Zoom.
Yes. Yeah. And so I think you're going to see a lot of long-term changes in the way technology is used in our lives.
All right. Yeah. All right. That'll be fun. Can't wait. So. That was good. Good show.
All right.
Well, I always look forward to this show. I really do.
To next prognostications.
I'm glad you said it. All right. Good show, guys.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Make sure you tune in next week for the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa. And we're going to hear what John's going to predict
for 2021. Prognosticate for 2021.
All right. You ready, John?
I will be.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. That's John and Teresa Witte with Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.